You're listening to Gerald Fleury and the Key of David on 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm.
Greetings, everyone. Today I'd like to talk to you about a great example of faith in the Bible that is recorded in the Old Testament, as the Christians call it, or the Hebrew Bible. And interestingly enough, it's also discussed in secular history. So it has a lot of coverage in both worlds. This example of faith was actually spread around the nations anciently, those nations around Judah, and they were stunned by the faith of Hezekiah and the events that the miracles that unfolded as a result of that faith. Our students at Armstrong College have been in an archaeological dig in Jerusalem for almost a decade, and recently there was a sensational discovery that has really gotten a lot of attention, and it gives more depth to that example of faith that I'm talking to you about. Armstrong College is the only one that's made a video of that discovery, and you can see it in many places. And we'll give you a free copy of that video if you'd like to have it. We'll talk about that at the end of this program, and it's free, and all of our literature is free. But that video has been viewed by 132,500 people in a little over a weekend on YouTube. And that gives you an idea of the amazing interest in this discovery that was made in that archaeological dig that we're a part of. You can read it from newspapers or watch it on certain television outlets, the articles in the Times of Israel, Jerusalem Post, The Blaze, SkyNews.com, NBC, it's viewed on NBC, and many other media outlets. I want to read to you just a little from the Times of Israel, December the 2nd, 2015. Here's what the Times says. The bulla, a stamp, seal impression, bears the name Hezekiah, son of Ahaz, king of Judah, an 8th century Judean leader. So this is what the discovery is, a bulla that bears that name. And it continues, the article continues, Hezekiah ruled the kingdom of Judah from around 715 and 686 BC. During his reign, the kingdom was invaded by the ascendant Assyrian Empire, and the capital, Jerusalem, was besieged by the army of King Sennacherib. The book of 2 Kings 18 verse 5 says of Hezekiah that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor among them that were before him. So this is one of the greatest kings Judah ever had. And he was great because of his faith and how he relied on God to guide him. Now, it also says here that he's also mentioned in the annals of Sennacherib. That means it's in the history of ancient Assyria, which happens to be Germany. The modern name is Germany. And you can read that in our book on the United States and Britain in Prophecy, where we talk about that a great deal. But the point is, it's not just in the Bible. It's also covered in secular history. So that gives a lot more credence to many people, I would think, just understanding that. But why is this discovery so important? Well, it's the only bulla ever found of a in an excavation or an archaeological dig of a king of Israel or a king of Judah. Now, it is the archaeological dig that really makes a find like that scientific. They believe that is the best you can find, and you find it right in the strata of the earth, and it proves a lot of things through archaeology, and even has some proof that adds to Hezekiah's awesome faith. And I'll show you that in a moment. But that's what it, that archaeological dig is what makes it so important. Here's what the Jerusalem Post wrote. That they talked about the on that bulla, the sun with the sheltering wings turned down. And why were they turned down? Well, that's a symbol of God's protection, and that's where the faith comes in. In other words, it's a symbol of Hezekiah trusting in God and relying on God to save him from the enemy and not himself, because he didn't have any army to protect himself anyhow. This article says the discovery of Hezekiah's royal seal impression in the Ophel excavations vividly brings to life the biblical narratives about King Hezekiah and the activity conducted during his lifetime in Jerusalem's royal quarter, the university added. So again, you see, that's about King Hezekiah and his faith. Here's what the Blaze says of this. That's on video as well. Archaeologists discover 2,700-year-old seal impression of biblical king in Jerusalem. And they quote Dr. Elot Mazar, who heads the dig. The closest as ever that we can get to something that was most likely held by the king, Hezekiah himself. So this really takes you back to some amazing history, some impressive history. But you have here the sun and its sheltering wings, just the symbol that is on that bulla. And it's about God protecting us, and it's about Hezekiah's faith. Now that is important, because his faith was such an astounding example to the ancient world, because many nations knew about it. And I think once you see and understand it, you'll be astounded as well. I certainly was, and I think all of us should be. But why should we be, let's say, impressed by an example from the Hebrew Bible or the Old Testament, as the Christians would call it? Let me show you what the New Testament says about that. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 11. Now these things happened to them as a warning, but they were written down for our instruction, upon whom the end of the ages has come. Now that's a Revised Standard Version, and it means, well, this is written for our learning and understanding today. They didn't even have the Holy Spirit in ancient Israel. But today, we do have access to God's Holy Spirit as a people. Certainly God's church, or spiritual Israel, does indeed. And it is a type of God's work in this end time. They're talking about the time when at the end of the age. And it said, now look, these examples in the Old Testament are for our instruction. It's for your instruction and mine. Notice 2 Chronicles 29 and verse 1. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Eternal. The first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Eternal and repaired them. Now, what he's talking about there is the Temple of Solomon, if you can believe that. Of course, today, the temple is God's very elect, his people. And that's why this is all important to us, because God is not really concerned about a physical temple. He's concerned about a spiritual temple, which is far greater than any physical temple, although Solomon's temple was the greatest structure ever built in this world. But it had gotten so bad in ancient Judah that they just closed the doors on the temple. It was so full of dirt and filth and all kinds of pagan practices and idols. And Hezekiah was determined to change all that and make sure that Judah was going in a different direction. So it was just so bad that the most majestic building ever on this earth had to fall into such disrepair. Now, what do you think that God thought about that? All kinds of filth. And so Hezekiah showed them by what he did that what their spiritual condition was. And God is very concerned about our spiritual cleanliness and that we not get involved in idols and pagan practices and anything like that. He doesn't want us to be involved in that, of course. And even the vessels in the temple had been desecrated, so it was something that should have been sanctified or set apart for God's use, and they were using it for, well, pagan practices. All there in the very temple of God, the greatest temple ever built. Well, Hezekiah filled it with music and singing and praising of God, and everything changed. Notice verse 4 of 2 Chronicles 29. And the king Hezekiah brought in priests and the Levites and gathered them together in the east street and said, sanctify now, that means set apart for God's use, sanctify now yourselves. And that's what God tells us today. And sanctify the house of the eternal God of your fathers. We are the temple today. God says, set it apart for God's use and carry forth the filthiness out of the holy place. And so all that uncleanliness was just gotten out of there. Then it was physical. Today it is spiritual. Notice verses 1 through 3 of 2 Chronicles 32. It was after this, all this loyal service that Sennacherib, king of Assyria, invaded Judah. This is from the Moffat translation. Besieging the fortified towns and meaning to seize them, when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib had come determined to attack Jerusalem, he and his nobles and his chiefs agreed to stop the water of the fountains outside the town. Hezekiah built a great tunnel to bring all the water from the only real water source inside Jerusalem. And he built that tunnel. You can walk through it today. It is still there, and he just built through solid rock and brought that spring water inside the temple. If you want to think about this and think of the symbol for today, God says, look, the water is just a type of the Holy Spirit. And I want you to use my Holy Spirit today and bring that water inside of spiritual Jerusalem. It's all spiritual today. Water is used as a type of the Holy Spirit many places in the Bible. And Hezekiah's tunnel, for example, was cut into the rock beneath the city of David about 2,700 years ago. And according to 2 Chronicles 32, anticipating a siege from King Sennacherib's Assyrian forces, Judah's King Hezekiah redirected water from the Gihon Springs by carving the 1,700-foot tunnel. The conduit is also mentioned in 2 Kings 20 and verse 20 and is corroborated by Sennacherib's own written account of his campaign to conquer Jerusalem. Now that's amazing that not only is it there in the Bible, but Sennacherib recorded it in his own history. And it was, well, certainly he and the people around him, he ended up getting killed because of what he did. But look, it's all symbolism about bringing water into the temple of God. That's what they were doing in Jerusalem. We need the Holy Spirit into the temple of God so we can have the kind of faith that Hezekiah had. That's what it's really all about. And we desperately need that water. Isaiah was a close friend of Hezekiah's. And you can just read this in Isaiah 12 and verse 3, where it talks about the water of the wells of salvation. See, that spring, that Gihon spring, was a symbol of the wells of salvation. That's what gets us saved. That's what gets us into the kingdom of God. And notice 2 Chronicles 32, verses 6 through 8. I'll just read the last part of it there. He said, don't be daunted or dismayed by the king of Assyria. He says, one greater than all he has is here. He has mortal force. He was talking about Sennacherib there. Now he's talking about God. But we have with us the eternal, our God, to help us and to fight our battles. And the soldiers were from the Assyrian army were shouting and accusing God of being just a lot of idolatry. And that caused Isaiah and Hezekiah to take it to God and pray fervently that God would intervene and help them. Now, it was that fervent prayer and that taking this to God to say, look, God, we can't conquer this problem. We can't conquer the Assyrians. We can't even stand before them. We want you to fight this battle for us. And they were using the power of God's Spirit to trust God to win this battle. And let's see what happened. Here's what Herbert Armstrong wrote about this. The vast armies of Assyria were marching westward and southward to invade Judah. The Jews were greatly outnumbered. They had no army nor power to stand up against such a powerful foe. They were just helpless. And the spiritual symbolism there is we are all that way. We have no power on our own. We can't conquer our battles unless we let God's Spirit work within us and give us His faith so we will trust Him to fight our battles. That's how we win them. That's how we conquer all the problems in our lives, whether it would be something that's worrying us or bothering us. But you can't do anything with your own strength spiritually. This is a spiritual battle. And what a wonderful example that is for us to learn how to conquer our problems. Now, you and I have to learn what Hezekiah learned anciently. And here it says in verses 21 and 22, you can read it, that he struck all of these leaders in the army dead, and hundreds of thousands of them. And that was all because of Hezekiah's faith. Of course, Isaiah was helping him. But you and I have to rely on the Almighty God. You know when you think about this that you've never had a problem even close to what Hezekiah faced. They were all going to be slaughtered. And he took that problem to God. And you and I have to do the same thing. But the big lesson that we have to learn is God fights our battles for us. It's not something we can do. We can't fight a spiritual battle without the Spirit of God. And we need to know how to get that if we don't have it. And we may need to learn how to pray if we don't know how. But I'm telling you, there is awesome power that we have access to. And that's what God wants us to understand. All we have to do is obey God and rely on Him. That's all. That's what Hezekiah did. You can have problems that just overwhelm you. You feel like, well, I can't take this. Some people even commit suicide. But there is a way to conquer those problems. God promises that to anybody that will walk by faith. According to your faith, be it unto you. Matthew 9 and verse 29 says, we just have to trust God. And He will show you how to conquer any foe, any problem that you face. That's the way God has always done it. But you can have an absolute siege of problems coming at you the way Hezekiah did. And God says, if you will obey Him and rely on Him or trust Him, have faith in Him, in His Word, and what He says, that He will conquer that battle for you. That's a wonderful way to live, and it works, and I've been doing it almost all of my adult life. I know that it works. And you can know that as well. Everybody can. But think how terrifying it was to Hezekiah when he was facing this army. Really, it's modern day Germany. And I said in the last program that or talked about how Hitler and the Nazis and World War II were doing everything they could to destroy an entire race of people, the Jewish race, and they put 6 million Jews to death. But they also destroyed 60 million people in total. Now, that's what Hezekiah was facing, a problem like that. Do you think that isn't terrifying? It was so terrifying that I think that is what made him sick, and he was about to die, even before Assyria had lost. Well, that's just one of the most marvelous examples you could ever possibly study. And all you need to do, or it really is just two things, obey and rely on God. You see, on that little bulla, or that seal, you have those, a symbol of the sun with a sheltering wings, and it's a picture of God protecting us. And that's what Hezekiah wants everybody to learn. And that's why he had that bulla and that seal to put on certain documents. Now, you can see in verse 37 of Matthew 23, it says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that kill the prophets and stone them that are sent unto you, how often would I have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you would not. I mean, that's really like a parallel to that bulla and what is on it in that winged sun. But it has great meaning. What do you think would happen if Jerusalem would have the kind of faith that Hezekiah had? Jerusalem is surrounded by enemies. America and Britain, they're both having some of the most severe problems they've ever had. What would happen to our nations if we trusted God the way that Hezekiah did? Well, we'd see everything change for the better. Much better. I mean, this is really, when we're talking about this, we're talking about saving a nation. And Hezekiah at the same time was in his sick bed with a malignant boil, and he had not had an heir to the throne yet, and he really wanted to live and have a son to sit on that throne. He really understood the laws of the universe and the laws of the forces of nature, because after God healed him and said, told him he was going to heal him, it was going to be done in 3 days, but he said, I'd like to have a sign that you're going to do it. So he said, and Isaiah offered it to him, said, I'll give you a special sign. You can have the shadow of the sun move 10 degrees forward or 10 degrees backwards. And he said, either one of those can be the sign. And so Hezekiah said, that moving forward doesn't seem so much to me, but how about moving it 10 degrees backwards? And that's what he did. And that was a sign that God gave him. And God caused the sun to reverse itself. And even the pagans have recorded that miracle. No wonder they talked about Hezekiah. No wonder they talked about the omnipotent, all-powerful God and what he did. And how can you even imagine such a miracle? But it shows you the power of God, all kinds of power that is available to us if we just believe God. And God is giving us evidence even today that, as it says in Luke 1 and verse 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And that's recorded in the Bible, and it's recorded what happened to the sun is recorded in pagan histories. And what a wonderful thing. Well, Hezekiah had his son, Prince Manasseh, and he sat on David's throne. So what a wonderful example of faith There are few in the Bible like that, I can tell you, and we need to have that kind of faith. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
Secular sources corroborate the remarkable story of King Hezekiah. His example of living faith impacted not only Judah, but also the surrounding nations. Request a free DVD of this program, Hezekiah's Great Example of Faith. Included on the DVD is a short video detailing the discovery of King Hezekiah's seal on the Ophel excavation site in Jerusalem. Rarely have science and the Bible so dramatically converged, this time proving that King Hezekiah is far more than an ancient legend. His story is proof that God will perform powerful miracles for anyone who trusts Him. Request our free booklet, What is Faith?, for a step-by-step guide to building the history-altering faith of King Hezekiah. Additionally, request The Plain Truth About Healing. As King Hezekiah neared death, he cried out to God. God healed Hezekiah and granted him 15 more years. Prayerfully study this booklet to understand that God does heal in every case. Whether in this physical life or the next, every human who has ever lived will experience God's healing. You will also receive a free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine. The latest issue features analysis of America's radical leadership and where it is taking us, plus stories about the Paris terrorist attacks, Canada's undemocratic dynasty, the fearsome Vladimir Putin, and much more. The Philadelphia Trumpet. Understand your world. All our materials are available free of charge, with no cost or obligation to you. Order today. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. If you would prefer to write, send your request to The Key of David, P.O. Box 3700, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083.